This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, paying some, I don't know what we're paying, some crumpets or something to our friends in Great Britain now who listen to us on UK Health Radio. We've got Amanda Thomas back in. We used to do regular health, UK Health updates, and sorry, we haven't been in touch. It's been so busy.
It has been busy. I've been busy. You've been busy. I mean, you know, you're dealing with your stuff and I'm dealing with Brexit. So what can I tell you?
Brexit sounds like something, you know, it's like Brexit. It's in between lunch and breakfast. No, that's brunch. I don't know what Brexit is. No, we know what it is. But for the audience here in the United States and Canada, to hear that concept of Brexit, is this related to the European Union, yes?
Yeah, it is. It's basically Brexit is short for Britain's exit, and then in brackets, from the EU.
Okay, so this seems to me like what Donald Trump is saying here in America. America first, America first. There are people who are saying, what about Britain? What about Britain first? The immigration thing has gotten out of hand. London is now a Londanistan. You know those things that are going on. And maybe there are people that really are concerned about losing the identity and the culture of Great Britain.
Well, there are people who are concerned about that, and to be honest with you, in some ways, I'm one of them, but okay. I think that stable door has been shut after the horse has bolted, because we're in a position now where the people who are here mm-hmm. are as British as I am, although you may not, to look at them, think that they were. You know, there's generations of people who have settled here, and the people who come in from Europe... Generally, I kind of was under a misconception that they were coming here because they thought it would be an easy life. But in fact, I think a huge majority of them actually contribute to the economy and to the tax system.
So they're not leeches necessarily.
They're not sponges. No, there was a great thing I saw the other night that was obviously aimed to inflame tempers, and it did mine temporarily until I saw that I was being played. And that was this guy who turned up from Poland with four young children and his wife and went into one of the councils in London and said, right, I'm here, home me, I've got nowhere to live.
Well, was that a ruse?
Well, you know, what could they do? They homed him.
Okay.
But the thing was, he had no job. He was here on benefits, and they said, you know, you are highly irresponsible to come here bringing a family and four young children with nowhere to go. But he knew if he came here, it would be sorted.
So he had a safe haven, if you will, if he arrived. And that's obviously the argument to some degree here in the United States, where people are coming in from Mexico and they say, well, they're just here to leech off of the welfare system and such. I mean, of course, there are going to be examples of that. There are also going to be examples of people who are coming here for opportunity and to work and to contribute.
Yes. And there are, I think probably in both our cases, the vast majority of people are doing just that because people are motivated to make something of their lives normally. Their highest motivation is not to find a country they can sponge off normally.
Yeah. But what about that concept of, well, can we limit it? I mean, just try to go to Switzerland or New Zealand and immigrate there. I mean, it's not as easy, right? As you know, people come right in here. So where are the complaints about Switzerland or New Zealand being xenophobic and doesn't want anybody from outside?
Well, this is it. And I mean, I think we have a problem in this country that we are too accommodating. We appear to be, it's very frustrating when, for instance, Christmas comes around and then you hear that a certain school has banned Christmas for fear of offending people who aren't Christians. Well, you know, to people in this country, that's absolutely outrageous. Because there you are, you know, in a Christian country celebrating Christmas, but no, we've got to stop that because it might offend people of other religions who are in the school.
Right. Well, I think Jews and Christians have gotten along on that issue for a long time. Are we talking now about the Islamization, if you will, of London or England? Because right now, of course, great controversies in the United States with this recent attack on the gay nightclub in Atlanta by a man, you know, who is Islamic and basically claimed links to, I don't know, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, who knows where it goes. But the intolerance toward the gay population from the Muslim religion.
Yeah, I mean, it is to do with Islam, but to be honest with you, I would probably say that it is not the Muslims themselves who are asking for that. It's just this country trying to be hypersensitive to their needs.
So political correctness gone awry.
Yeah, and that's right, and that's what annoys people, because, for instance, I spent 12 years working in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Not only could I not go to church there, if they found me with a Bible or a crucifix or in a prayer meeting, I'd go straight to prison.
Right, and there goes the intolerance versus the tolerance.
Exactly.
And especially when we talk about the gay community, if they are on the far left of the political leanings, they neglect to acknowledge that, you know, they're more free overall in a Western modern society in terms of their lifestyle than they would be in an Islamic country. It would be hands down. Yeah. So here we have the controversies of the presidential race in the United States. We were making fun of you guys when we had you on for a lot of political updates with your election cycle in England. Now we've got Hillary versus Trump, perhaps. Bernie Sanders still kind of hanging on. We've got the Libertarian Gary Johnson. We got Jill Stein on the Green Party. You don't hear much about them. You pretty much only hear Hillary versus Trump.
Yeah.
And I look at what Trump's saying about America first, and there are a lot of people saying, no, that's outrageous what he's saying. He's not politically correct. But I think people like him because he's not politically correct.
And I think someone with that kind of an argument will always, because, you know, the Australians, they don't take any nonsense from anybody. They're very, you know, they'll say exactly how it is. In other words, they'll say, if you don't like what we do here, if you don't like the religion we practice here, if you don't like that kind of country, then don't bother. Don't come.
Right.
Because we're not compromising. And I guess that's what Donald Trump is saying, that fine to be, you know, tolerant to people and make sure people live safely and well,
mm-hmm.
but charity begins at home, really. And if you're going to look after people, you have to look after your own first. Sure. And he will get a lot of support with that argument.
Right. So what is the following, if you will, about the political races here in the United States? Is it making the papers there in Britain right now?
I think it is, because people see Donald Trump. I mean, he's there's been some gems from him, and he really doesn't seem to care what he says. You know, his spin doctors must be absolutely cringing.
I don't think he has any. Spin doctors would be spinning right now in their graves because they can't unspin whatever he's doing. So, but is the press covering it like he's a wacky TV guy, or are they saying this guy seriously could be president and this was what it would mean? How is it covered in the press there?
I think at the moment because we've got our eyes on Brexit and it's mm-hmm. and that's such an issue.
Right.
There's not so much covering. When he said a while back about not allowing any Muslims into the country, there was a furore here then, because people, you know, thought that was ridiculous and all the rest of it. And whether you like that idea or not, I mean, practically, you just couldn't do it. You know, on practical terms, I don't know how he thought he would do that. But obviously, he's trying to rally people who think that there is too much immigration or too much risk from immigration to your own native population. And that's really important, that that will get him voters and get people, maybe not the most intelligent people in society, but people who just see things being eroded around them.
Well, and you have this attack on this gay nightclub in Orlando, and it foments the fear that you would then say, well, there's legitimacy to it. You know, if you can radicalize somebody to do a horrific act like that. And by the way, we're going to talk to Liam Sheff, my good buddy. We're going to update you on that. Also, some of the history of the self-inflicted wounds of that community as well. We want to go back and put perspective there. But, you know, that I'm sure that that made some news despite the Brexit issue over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, and obviously, as far as Donald Trump's concerned, that adds fuel to his fire, doesn't it? So, yeah, I think people are very, very sad that something like that has happened, and that it's a hate crime as well as a terrorist act, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's two rolled into one.
It appears to be. And there's always more than meets the eye in these stories. But, you know, going back to the Brexit concept, you've sent an article, 10 Myths About Brexit. And you know, I think some of the arguments are absolutely ludicrous against leaving. You know, I think national sovereignty is a good thing, and that I want to have the ability as a nation to make trade deals that don't destroy the integrity of the country. And we've seen that with the TPP I covered the other day, how horrible that's going to be for the United States and what a gift it is to the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yeah, Boris Johnson is the sort of leader, I guess, of the Leave campaign in this country. And again, he's always been a sort of a slightly comic figure, if you like. He has very, if you have got that article in front of you, you'll see him halfway down it. He's got sort of very floppy blonde hair that sort of sometimes gets quite long and it's all over the place. And he speaks a little bit like a buffoon, if you like. Despite the fact that he's a very, very intelligent man, for some reason he's either thought that was a good way to present himself, or maybe that's just the way he is. But it kind of doesn't give a lot of confidence to somebody like me, who prefers the more serious politician rather than the gimmicky politician.
Sure. I've kind of had it with the serious politicians. And I think, you know, I'm not saying I haven't come out and endorsed Trump, but I will say that there are a lot of people that are single-issue voters now on the issue of vaccine injury. And,
yes.
And Trump has acknowledged that vaccines do harm, and he would be least likely to enforce a mandate, where Hillary Clinton, who's taken the most money from the pharmaceutical industry, would be most likely to enforce some sort of national mandate. So that's a big issue for a lot of parents here.
Yeah. I mean, there's the thing about Brexit that I would say overall is that I don't think it should ever have been put to the public vote, because the issues involved are too complex. Unless Joe Public, like me, is going to spend hours and hours and hours poring over all kinds of material and understanding how things work in Brussels and understanding legislation and all this sort of thing, I don't think we're in a position to really say whether it's a good idea to leave or not. And also, the other problem is that nobody can tell you what will happen if we leave, because nobody ever has.
Sure. Well, we know what happens if you stay. So, Amanda Thomas, I appreciate you being here. It's good to catch up with you. Maybe we'll catch up after the Brexit vote, see what's going on, okay?
Yes, I'd like that. That would be great.
All right, folks, lots more broadcast healing. We got Liam Sheff coming up after the break. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
William Schaff, my good buddy, is it ever too early, too late, or what, to comment on the tragedy that befell that Pulse nightclub in Orlando over the weekend? And I try to put these things into context, and some folks will say, well, no, you can't do context until later, until the emotions are done. Brutal tragedy. Don't doubt it. Don't diminish it. But we've been talking, and you've been talking about the self-inflicted damage of that community for many years. It's separate from this particular event, but it brings to mind a lot of the things you've been discussing over the years.
Yes. Is that what you want to talk about, or do you want to talk about Captain America? Huh? That's a good movie. Why don't we go see that at the movies? I mean, why talk about anything real? Mm. You know, when you go on the internet now, apparently the Jews run everything. It's a flat Earth.
Oh yeah, I got to remember that.
The Masons are putting up Trump so that they eventually put us in work camps. There's no real point in talking about the actual effects of real pharmaceuticals on the body. In fact, somebody who posted the video that I made in both solidarity and response to and with the tragedy in Orlando, somebody reposted it, and that's what social media does. It lets us repost things and thinks that we're actually doing something. You know, that's how we now are activists. We click like and we repost, and then we've done our activism for the week.
Yeah, but if they're exposed to some of the thought forms you're putting out there, I think that's a good thing. I mean,
well, okay. So somebody wrote back, I don't. AIDS denialism, AIDS denialism. And I just, all I hear is a giant baby, when they start screaming AIDS denialism, a giant baby crapping up his diaper, sitting on the floor saying, you're telling me I've pooped in my diaper. How dare you? You're a denialist.
Well, because you brought up the very real fact that AZT was the primary destroyer of those supposedly testing positive on a test that they call the HIV test.
Well, yeah. So let's set the background. Okay. So when I was in my very early 20s, I had the misfortune of living in a terrible, 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 terrible place called Philadelphia. Hello, Philadelphia. And I hated it. Five giant white flour pretzels for a dollar, covered with road salt. That was a good lunch.
Don't remember the cheesesteaks.
Hold on, I'm grabbing my chest.
Yeah.
Ow!
So, wasn't your fondest of memories.
I was a vegetarian at that point, but I as a child, of course, I had to. So I had to live there because my mother had moved to somewhere not even close to there, but that was the local sort of satellite city. It was Moss Isley, you know.
This is your Philadelphia story.
Thank you. I'll be Cary Grant. You can be Antonio Banderas. Nobody has to be Tom Hanks. So I worked at this little tiny movie theater called the Roxy, just briefly, before I finally escaped and went back to New England. Hello, I miss you, New England. And they filmed, Jonathan Demme was there, and they were filming a segment of this movie. We didn't know the name of it. It was with Tom Hanks, and it was about gay people and stuff. And oh, how brave. So then the movie comes out, and I watch it, and I'm watching, and I go, well, wait a second. So the dude goes to this movie theater and has one incident of, I guess, hanky-panky. By the way, I was with my girlfriend once. We were sitting in a parking lot car talking and kissing a little, and the security guard came up, and he said, you know there ain't no hanky-panky allowed in this bar.
You did say hanky-panky?
Yeah, I swear to God.
You know, so, it's an old Neil Diamond song called My Baby Does the Hanky-Panky.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, baby
does the hanky-panky. Yeah, don't get me singing.
That wasn't that, actually.
Okay.
So I go, wait a second, one incident of hanky-panky. So I had studied macrobiotics with my teacher, Jim, in Philadelphia. And so every terrible thing is a good thing. Every yin contains a yang, every yang contains a yin. If I hadn't been in Philadelphia, which I hated, I wouldn't have met my macrobiotic teacher and mentor, and I wouldn't have learned, you know, he ran the group for HIV positives and cancer. Mm-hmm. So I watched people not getting sick, often getting better, not taking AZT in 1992. This was a very big deal because the death rate from so-called AIDS, which was really AZT deaths in 1992, 3, 4, et cetera, was in the 40 and 50,000 people per year, and it was all in the gay community. And these guys that I knew weren't taking this drug called AZT. Now, meanwhile, there was a group called ACT UP, which I would sometimes see with the guys with their, you know, lean faces and shaved heads screaming on the street about how the CDC or NIH was murdering them. I was 21 or 2 years. I had no idea what this was. I had no concept of what it was. All I knew is that I was learning yin and yang and macrobiotics. I was reading about the history of food. I was reading One Straw. Revolution by Fukuyaga. Anyway, I was reading all kinds of early permaculture stuff. I was reading a lot of Rupert Sheldrake. It was a very, very, very cool period in a terrible place. And when we get back, I want to tell you what the gay community didn't learn that I apparently did learn.
Okay, stand by. Liam Schaff coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. ManyCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So back to Philly with Liam Sheff and the story, and then we'll get to the chowder heads of New England after that. I'm sure you'll get
chowder.
Chowder. You want some chowder? So you're in Philly. You're learning a lot. Yin-yang, macrobiotics. You mentioned ACT UP. In the briefest version, this was a group of gay folks that demanded drugs. Release the drugs. Give us drugs. For this, supervillain of a disease they call the retrovirus HIV, which they didn't have a test for, and they still don't have a test for. Be that as it may, you got yelled at online because, oh my gosh, you're an AIDS denialist, simply for bringing this up.
Well, what I did was I made this video and I called it The Other Gay Holocaust. So from 1987, when AZT was dropped into the market, having killed 169 of the 172 people who died in the study, do you think 169 people being on the drug that you approve is a little too high to approve the drug? Hold on. No, not if we can make money selling it to captive gay men who have Stockholm Syndrome, who don't get out of the inner city pressure and sort of realize that life doesn't begin or end with fashion in the club and whatever else is supposedly happening, and the Oscars and the politics and the transgender rights. There's actually life beyond that. But because of the right-left divide in this country, gay men are pushed to these margins where only the supposed left will have them. It's not really the left, by the way. It's not really liberal to wish a pharmaceutical eugenics pogrom onto people. And so the gay community is between two groups that kind of hate them. There are the very, very hard right wingers who hate them, that don't think that they have a right to exist. They're abominations. They want to send them to brainwashing camps or worse. And then there's the left that says, we love gay people. The weirder the better, as long as you just remember, you're abnormal, so go get tested. We don't have to do it. We straight people, you have to go get tested, and thank you, we love you, and here are your tests, and here are your drugs. The test, by the way, as Robert was saying, happened to be a little bit nonspecific, happened to come up for maybe 100 things in the medical literature, like pregnancy, prior vaccination, alcohol, having walked down the street and looked left on a Sunday. Yeah. We don't really know. We're working on it. Doesn't really matter. We're trying to figure it out.
But it's the religion of the so-called left, because they didn't like the religion of their youth. So they said, well, let's replace it. They didn't consciously say that, but that's how they treat it.
And we're back in your favorite, Mr. Yeah. Hegel's dialectic. Yeah. You bounce back and forth. It's called a reactive or a reactionary position. Reactionary historically means people who look to a previous point of view and want to go back. But a reactive position is one which simply bounces in the purest form of Newtonian dynamics. If the right says we don't like gay people, the left says of course we like gay people. We have hearts. There's nothing wrong with anything. Of course. The scientists, like Robert Gallo, came out of a very, frankly, religious mindset. They were in a racist mindset. I don't mean religious in the spiritual sense. They came out of a kind of a more imperial sense, papal sense, of running pogroms all over the world and so-called Christianizing people just to take their lands. That was the great papal program of the Middle Ages. And Robert Gallo, who is really the chief proponent, inventor of the concept of a monkey-born, black people carried homosexual disease. Even if you just say it that way, doesn't it sound like the most stereotypically racist thing
exactly.
you could ever imagine?
The racism is coming from the church at NIH and NIAID and all of these places where, you know, the focal point was solely on what is this viral cause or retroviral cause. We need it. We know retroviruses. We just got to make one a supervillain, and then we have a new cottage industry.
Right. So I made a video, and I talked about the fact that when Tom Hanks, the characters that Tom Hanks was based on went to clubs, he didn't just break free from his 9-to-5 job and have one little outing. Nights in the clubs, you can see the history of in books by Larry Kramer or in the documentary Gay Sex in the 70s, which is really explicit, and you will really understand how many partners, how many STD encounters, how many bacterial fungal infections, how many handfuls of every kind of drug that you could possibly have in the world were being taken not for a weekend, but every weekend for years. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in the 70s and early 80s until people got sick because they just turned themselves into Swiss cheese and, you know, their bodies were full.
Gay, straight, or sideways, how long do you think that could last in terms of keeping up your health? It just, you're destroying your gut. Absolutely.
Well, one of the things I learned studying macrobiotics with Jim, my mentor and great teacher, was that if you're going to do something bad for your body, don't do it twice in a row. But if you do it twice in a row, absolutely don't do it 3 times in a row, because you will absolutely get bloody sick. And I can tell you, and Jim was very funny, because Jim We would go into the kitchen and prepare the meals for the next day, and there would be pressure cooked some kind of grain or noodles or something like that, some kind of bean, sea vegetables, ground vegetables, root vegetables, maybe a fruit compote, some raw stuff, some grated stuff, a homemade pickle, some miso soup. But Jim would go out and have a bagel or a cream cheese or a cheesecake or something, and I'd say, why did you eat that? You know, that's not really in the health. He said, well, I really wanted to.
Okay. But he did it once, but not twice or three times.
And he'd say, you know, then his nose would be like runny, and he'd have allergies for a few days, and he said, damn it, I shouldn't have eaten that. But he said, I really wanted it. I had it. I feel fine. I'll get better. But he wasn't a junk food junkie, and he wouldn't do it every day. One of the most important things you can learn then about having a good diet is, you know, if you forbid chocolate, you'll have chocolate once in a while. If you think you'll never eat chocolate, you're going to binge on chocolate. So have it once in a while. But these guys were going to the clubs. It's not like they were having an extra glass of wine. I mean, the amount of drugs that were being done are listed. Larry Kramer listed them in one of his books. You're talking about 70 different high toxicity. Some of these are household cleaners. Right. You know, you're using everything and you're putting it in every orifice, sucking it through
synthetic toxic benders on an ongoing basis.
So what do you think happened? Of course people got sick.
And there were people who predicted immune collapse in that community. It wasn't like it wasn't a thought that this could happen. But yet the capturing of the imagination of those who suffered was not based on what you've just said. It was based on save us. You've got to release the drugs. President Reagan, you hate gay people. You've got to release the money. We need the drugs. Give us AZT, which was such a toxic cancer, anti-cancer, what they call a chemotherapeutic agent from the 1960s, I believe, that was banned. It was killing cancer patients. So it wasn't like that. There was no track record to go by. And these people had immune collapse, and they said, well, yeah, let's give it to them. You think they asked for their own genocide or what?
Well, there's a terrible line that comes out of, a novel that the gay community sometimes rallies around. It goes, best thing in life is to, you know, live a wild life, to die young, and to leave a beautiful corpse. And unfortunately, there is an ethos in the gay community, and I don't know why it is. You could speculate. I don't mean women. I mean the gay male community. And I don't mean all gay men. I mean especially the inner city, where there's a lot of pressure to look good, even through your late middle age. You know, you got to be a gym bunny. You got to, you know, be on every kind of weird supplement to make you not have any fat on your body. There seems to be this strange obsession with glamour rather than deep health. And there are some shifts in that, but they're mild and moderate. I don't know what kind of time we have, but I have a close friend who has we have a mutual friend. So my close friend, we have a mutual friend. He's closer to this person, but I still like this person. We get on very well, and we talk. And I've been talking to this other person about the whole AIDS thing for years. Now, these are both guys who live and work in the arts community in Hollywood. And they're both lovely people. The second one started to get sick. He started to get these little red spots, and we couldn't for the life of us figure out what it was. But every time he got anything, he was taking antibiotics, very strong antibiotics, to the point that he was taking stronger and stronger, intense level nuclear bomb antibiotics. I said, you are going to have a total collapse soon. Okay. Mm-hmm. That happened. He becomes recovered in these red spots. He goes, he thinks it's Kaposi's sarcoma. We're all like, well, why would you have this? Did you ever do any drugs, by the way, that you're not because we've known you for years. Did you ever do it? No. Well, actually, I did do some poppers. What do you mean some? Well, I did poppers for about 9 years.
Wow.
So poppers are a huffing drug that cause, they cause Kaposi's sarcoma. And he admitted that he had done them all, and he hadn't lived as well as he could have, and he had about a year and a half of more heavy use. And so mystery is solved, and he's working on it. But it was very difficult for him, and he's a sweetheart of a person. I'm not trying to, take any thing away from him. But it was very, 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 very difficult for him to associate the toxicological nature of what he was huffing into his lungs.
But not just that community, Liam. I think many of our contemporaries, if we can call them that, in our age range and older, maybe younger too, were never taught that toxins matter, that they can do these things. So it's always looked at the disease as the mystery. It's got to be a virus, a bacteria, a fungus, which we know manifests in a toxic body. And so they were not prepared any more than most people were, but they just happened to abuse their bodies more intensely with these synthetic chemicals than other communities.
Yeah. It's a long discussion then about what happens when you're in an isolated, ghettoized community, when testosterone is running very, very, very high,
yeah.
and you don't have family to look out for, and you don't have family looking out for you. And I think the tragedy of the gay community, if there's a tragedy of the commons, there's a tragedy of the gay community. Mm-hmm. And it is that in order to form family, they form family with each other, but they sort of lack that common sense mothering approach that said, hey, mm-hmm. that's enough. It's not homophobic to say, that's enough for right now. You know, have a little of the thing that you have a really good time with sure. that you know is toxic. A little will do, you know. A little, if you want to smoke something or drink something, remember, that's the exception, not the rule.
Right, and if we take it out to the broader community in general, when someone comes to me and says, you know, I've got this, the mystery, no one's been able to figure it out. And my first question is, do you have mercury amalgams? Right, and they're
wow.
like, well, they open their mouth and they're filled with mercury, and no one's ever said that. And so it's sort of like the thing that's staring us right in the face, like you asked this guy, were you ever on any medicines, drugs, and all of that? And no, and then you push it, you drill deeper, no pun intended, and suddenly you realize that's it. You know it, I know it, they didn't know it. And now a whole new world potentially opens up and they can salvage their life. We're not saying it's easy because some of our friends didn't make it in time, didn't figure it out in time, and they were so devastated they couldn't rebuild in time before it was over. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to wrap up today's show with Liam Sheff talking about, I don't know what we call this, the other side of something, but certainly a deeper level perspective of what's going on. And it's not just for one community, but it's a lesson we can all learn.
Robert Scott
Belson. Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Over the many years we've covered this subject together, Liam, and you've been writing about it, of course, in official stories, we're still visiting this discussion, I guess. And I don't know, you know, tying it back into the horrible event at the disco in Orlando, if they still even call it a disco, but bringing it out to that broader context of, you know, do we all have a death wish? Do these sub-communities have the death wish? What is it that brings this kind of thing on? Of course, separate from being gunned down, I know, but it kind of brings the discussion to light.
What are we left with? I have one small thing to say about it. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yes.
I waited for months and months, because I won't pay premium prices, and I watched it. I'm going to say this, and I'm going on the record. This is why the internet exists, for comments like this. Deadpool was overrated. I said it.
That was not where I was going with the question.
Oh,
but okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just trying to reach back and find the teen audience, something right. They can relate to. Something they can relate to.
The teens loved it. That's true.
Well, I know, but no real relationships. I always like Ryan Reynolds. He's always cheeky and funny.
Mm-hmm.
He really had a great time mocking himself. The movie made something like $1 billion. Didn't save any lives. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I bring that up in order to sort of reflect to us what we actually feel is important in the culture. And what we feel is important are stories. We don't worry about reality very much, because it's possible for a narrative to overwhelm reality. So you can feel that nuclear power is probably a bad thing if you think about clumsily, usually misunderstood word like science or technology. You know, if you really look at the data, you might think nuclear power is a bad thing, but a story will come along, and the story will convince you that there have been only a very few problems and a very few deaths if you compare them to the number of people who die, you know, by accidentally punching a lemur or something like that. And they'll just tell you a story, and you go, you know, I've had to reconsider my point of view. So the story that we've come to tell you about the AIDS thing is not one drawn from our imaginations. The story that I finally was able to weave together about the AIDS thing came from the hard data, from the first-person accounts of people on the ground, much like the 9/11 firefighters. It came from what people did, recorded, saw, took, what the doctors recorded initially, like the, you know, the eyewitnesses to the JFK assassination before the Secret Service got there and told them that the shots came from outer space or whatever the official story is. You know, the story that we're weaving together comes carefully through a lot of detail, and we can provide that detail. And I suppose that I just want to say that the details really matter, unless you're going to see a movie like Deadpool, in which case the details are irrelevant because you're there for the spectacle and the jokes. But the AIDS situation, and I'm not taking away from, I never have any idea what happens, what really happens in any of these terrifying mass shootings anymore. Nobody knows. Immediately the internet says it's false flag, and I doubt that's entirely true either. You know, I don't know.
No, but they also can't come with the definitive, this is what happened immediately either, because there's so many eyewitnesses saying so many things that, you know, I don't know who to believe anymore. And I largely don't believe necessarily what's being said in the mainstream media. And certainly we've, you know, learned that in varying ways, the hard way as well. And that's why when you brought up in one of your videos recently about the AIDS thing, and then somebody yelled at you, you're an AIDS denialist, is because they don't like the story you're telling, even though it's based on things that they could verify and validate.
Right, and they don't want to. They don't want to think about it. You know, if they had to think about it, they would say, well, I don't like his story, so let me decide if it's true or not by looking at the data. I mean, let's go look at the unadulterated recorded data. Is AZT, is an AZT actually a black box drug? That's all. I mean, if we can start with that very, very small question. Is AZT black box? Has it ever killed anybody in any studies? Oh, whoops.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. So AZT isn't magic, and HIV isn't magic. Therefore, you either prove that HIV is there by testing for it, and you don't have a good test, you don't have a test to test for any specific thing, and AZT, you know, you give based on that test, and then you can kill people with it. And I don't just mean AZT, I mean nevirapine and Dravata and every other thing they're handing out like candy at the clubs now. Hey, take your PrEP. You know, people say that the gay community is always worried about who's anti-gay, but you know who's really anti-gay? The gay community. The gay community has the least tolerance for the health of the gay community than any other group on earth, except for people who truly wish that, you know, the fundamentalists.
Yeah. Well, on that note, send your mail to Liam Sheff at liamsheff.com.
The gay community does not look after the health and well-being of the gay community.
All right, we're out of time, Liam. Another great discussion, though. I appreciate you. Thanks, and this goes out to everybody. The power to heal is yours. You just got to figure it out. Keep listening.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.